The ASEAN way of consensus, conciliation, and non-intervention has helped keep the peace in recent years in a historically volatile region. And that is the only effective way for ASEAN to function, contends a former Secretary General, Rodolfo Severino, in a VOA interview via Skype.
No, ASEAN is not about breakthroughs. ASEAN works on an incremental basis.
But that can be an obstacle to tackling critical issues, according to Professor Jason Briggs at the Bangkok campus of Webster University.
ASEAN, typically at summits and when the members are meeting, the outcomes are memorandums and declarations and joint statements, soft law type mechanisms instead of more hard law binding instruments.
One of its most significant accomplishments is expected to be next year's inauguration of the ASEAN Economic Community, facilitating cross-border trade and travel. But details remain vague, something that should be clarified at this year's summit, says Severino, the former ASEAN Secretary General from the Philippines.
Meaning, what kind of community are we looking at? And here, the leaders have to define it. Because it's not so far away, and it will happen during Malaysia's chairmanship. It will have to happen.
At last year's summits, U.S. President Barack Obama canceled his trip amid the U.S. government shutdown, allowing China's leaders to grab the spotlight. Critical for U.S. diplomacy this year will also be the FaceTime, one-on-one, with government heads from outside ASEAN's 10 member states.
The leaders from India, with the new Modi administration, and Russia. Of course, we have many bilateral concerns with Russia right now in the U.S. They are also invited. It's also an opportunity for there to be potentially some constructive dialogue on the side between President Obama and those leaders.
Mr. Obama's sideline discussions will cover a number of critical issues, including the Islamic State extremist movement, the continued trouble in Ukraine, difficulties with the Trans-Pacific trade talks, China's maritime expansion, and how to contain West Africa's Ebola epidemic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.